a beautiful day in the hood, man.
For real. Like, we was passing out them door tags today. Nigga, I've seen so many streets a nigga never would have touched.
Bro, I was right when I turned on the street today from right there by the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. There's a little cul-de-sac right there. Got some dope-ass houses right up there? On the top.
Yeah. Salida.
Yeah. I was looking, that one house, greenhouse, I think. That shit was cold.
Yeah,
I was
Salida like, got some
nice. I've never seen that shit before. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Altadena for your ass.
That shit tucked. Boy. With some bread in it.
Super bread.
This is the Durag
good, y'all. Durag Discussions here, man. It's your boy Tev.
It's your boy Bryce.
What it be?
We're back.
Yeah, man. We back.
Like we never left.
Yeah, man. Mental happy state. To be back. Yeah, mental state for this. The week. Bro, it's crazy. Before I give you the number, it's crazy. Seems like it's a roller coaster every week, bro. Mm-hmm. 2 days might
I be. I love that they get to see the differences.
Cause shit, they be going through some shit too.
Cause y'all need to understand. Y'all get where our feelings, where our mental is at, right?
Yeah.
And then we go on with our episode. I want y'all to really like be able to recognize the differences in us. You feel me? Cause like literally, when I walk up, like we already know the differences in each other because we just know each other.
Yeah.
Like I walked up, I saw Tev look tired.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, bet, cool. I got energy today, so.
You know, like, this shit work.
Right. So, and then, like, shit, I think it was a few weeks ago, I pulled up, like, hey, I'm not feeling it.
It's not the week. It's not the day.
Tev, like, I got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but go ahead. Let's just do for the week, then.
For the week.
Let's just do for the week.
Shit. For the past seven, I'll give it, like, a seven.
Okay.
A flat seven. Dip down below seven a few times a week.
Hey, if you're in class, you still passing.
Yeah.
It's a 70%. That's yeah, a C minus, boy. You in there.
Yeah, seven. Dipped down.
Yeah.
Went up. You know. It wasn't bad, though. Not the worst.
Yeah.
You?
Y'all know I got bad memory. I got to see your process.
Think about what happened this week.
My week, I put it at 6.5.
6.5.
And like I stress every week, that doesn't mean it's a bad week.
Yeah.
It just means like.
It's what it is.
My mental wasn't where I wanted it to be. So, shit, you want to be great, you got to think like, shit, I want the, I want to be better, right? So I don't feel like, well, not that I don't feel like I got better. I'm just not where I want to be yet. Yeah. So
that's just the reality. Yeah, we ain't there yet. We ain't there yet, man. So, that's some work to do.
I think this week was a.
It was trying.
Yeah,
it was a trying week.
It was.
Mentally.
But you need those.
Yeah.
I definitely need those because yeah. I'll fuck around and get not complacent, but just comfortable.
Yeah.
And not recognize how comfortable I am. So.
Stuck in that shit accidentally.
So God be having to shake me awake sometimes.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Like you ain't got it, G.
Like hey.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah. Slow your roll, brother. You ain't quite there yet, man. Got some work to do. And shit, if you know you got work to do, put it in.
Right.
You know, if that's what you say you wanna do, feel like you wanna do. Shit, put your work in, man.
I don't got nothing to do with nobody else. It's between you and
yourself.
Yeah.
You versus you. Shit, man.
But, I think it might have just been a little bit of a lower week because of circumstances.
Yeah, it's a lot going on right now, bro. That'll definitely. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
I think
shit, we lost a few probably this week, but we lost
that one. That we know of.
Yeah, but we lost one. Dante Wright. One more time, tell me how old he was, 20? I think like when I saw his age, I'm like, damn, he ain't even 21 yet. It's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fucked up shit going on. It's
fucked up.
Kim Potter is an officer at Shoddy. Dante.
Yeah, we not even gonna get into that.
It's 20.
To her.
Yeah, no.
I was really about to insult her ass, but I'm not going to.
No energy, huh?
I think it's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Me looking at that kid, like the pictures of that kid, he looks no types of threatening to no one. You know?
Yeah.
Physically, fucking just, you could read a person's face. You feel me? So.
And if a motherfucker ain't doing shit.
Exactly. It's even more of a point to like, what?
I swear.
But we're not going to try to understand it.
Nah, yeah, because I was about to say, we're like broken records, bro.
No. Right.
Shit keeps happening over and over and over.
And motherfuckers think that since there was more space between this one and the last one, then...
Change it. Stop it.
Before? No, it's not changing, bro. Y'all motherfuckers just went and hid inside for a little while.
Yeah.
That's all that shit is. You can't change, like... Big statement we made earlier before we even started on air was racist ain't you. Racist is learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. a lot it's of not a
personality trait.
All these people that get fired up, we're not racist. Okay, but look here. First of all, the motherfucker that is racist, probably 99, no. I'm not even going to say that because we go to the South. It's going to be high numbers.
Yeah.
But I'll probably say about a little higher maybe than 50% of them. And that's lowballing it.
Mm.
Will say I'm not a racist.
50% of racists will say I'm not a racist.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good number. Mm-hmm. I think that's honestly pretty accurate.
Gageable for the knowledge that we have here.
So, let's come to the fucking understanding and come and let's make a change here that racism can be changed. Like, it's not, racism is not you.
Yeah.
We just said there's a lot of good people that are racist.
Mm-hmm. That just happen to be good people that just happen to be racist. You
exactly.
Know?
Right?
Yeah.
So let's stop associating. And listen to me when I say this. Racism with, that's a bad person. And I'm not speaking to us looking at the racist. I'm talking to the racist.
Mm.
If you've been called a racist, sit down and self-reflect.
Yep.
And honestly, that's all I want to leave with. I don't even want to.
Oof. Got an umbilical cord.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, let's get that shit out of here. Like,
yeah.
There's racist people, there's good people. They're not the same. I mean, there's racist people, there's bad people. They're not the same. But that's not to say that you can't be a good person.
Well, let's say... Well, I'm...
Because I guess the way I'm trying to say it is... If you've been called racist,
mm-hmm.
you got angry about it. I'm a good person. That's not the argument.
Mm-hmm.
The argument is that you're stereotyping,
mm-hmm.
you're taking,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not even, you're reading the book by, or you're looking at the cover, not liking what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
and then throwing the book away. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You already know I got some stuff to
say.
Say
what you gotta say, bro. And we could get in.
It is a revolving glass door, bro. Everlasting cycle. Since the beginning of what we've known, there is separation between this group of people and this group of people. In this instance, because one group's thinks that they're superior.
But let's than talk
the other.
Not even one group. Shit, one group and every other group.
Very true.
Right?
Very true.
Just because they treat us a certain way. Run across an Hispanic, they'll treat them the same way.
Yeah.
Or a different way.
Yeah.
But so, still is not justified.
Yeah. So that's just the group of fucking oppressed and the oppressors. Same to this day. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And that's one thing that white America needs to let the fuck go of. You motherfuckers are not oppressed. You do not know what oppression
right.
feels like, looks like, even, you know, the
y'all motherfuckers.
Opposite side of the fucking wire, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all want to be included so much that y'all are literally working so that you can be oppressed.
Yeah, get out of here. Like, y'all are trying to be singled out.
Yeah, oppression is not something that you seek after. You know? Oppression is something that needs
to be running from.
Yeah, exactly. That shit needs to be abolished, bro. Get rid of that shit. Real for real, man.
But fuck. That will take us straight to our prop.
Yeah, fuck
did you watch that? Did you watch that movie yet?
I didn't watch it yet, bro.
Alright, so look. There's a short film on Netflix right now called Two Distant Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
It's 32 minutes long. It is a Oscar-nominated short film. Don't know if it won.
That shit got nominated.
Oscar-nominated, 2021. Joey Badass is the main character.
Yeah, and his girl in the movie is what's her name? China McClane or something.
Who's that?
She used to be on Disney Channel, bro.
Really?
That black girl.
Maybe I wasn't really like.
Nigga, I seen the trailer, and I'll tell you that. I didn't watch the full shit.
Okay, so there you go. But Joey did his shit on that motherfucker.
I heard.
He really did his thing. Oh, man. I don't want to get back into it because we're going to go right back into the rabbit hole we were just in. But fucking go watch this shit. Trayvon Free is the writer for this. And it really is just... I'm not going to call it beautiful.
That ain't China.
Okay, man. I was like, damn, maybe I'm tripping.
Oh, I feel like that was her, bro.
But real life, this is the most current, recent, most, fuck it, it's the realest film I've probably seen ever. But it was refreshing because it's the same concept we've seen in certain movies, TV shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you wake up, you deal with this traumatic experience, then you can't get out of it. You mm-hmm. wake back up, you're in the same spot.
Mm.
Then you got to do it again. Then you got to do it again. Then you got to do it again. And he's trying to figure it out. But this time it's not fucking jokes. It's not fucking games. It's not... No lighthearted shit. No.
Life or death, huh?
This shit is life or death.
Mm.
But it's, nigga, if I walk outside right now, I can experience this life or death.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like.
Like this movie,
I laser beams out the sky and shit. Yeah. Like, it's real life. Like, in every situation that happens, every time he wakes up, it's like, damn, that could happen to me. That could happen to me. That could happen to me. As a black man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I really encourage y'all. I'm not trying to give everything away, but I really encourage y'all to go watch that. And really, when you watch it, see it for the whole scope it is, right? Mm. Don't just take it for each situation, each day he wakes up. Look at it, you know. I looked at it as this is a cycle that we, literally, I felt like I was in this movie.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like whenever you walk outside, there's some shit could pop off.
Yeah, just because.
And I don't even have to be doing shit. And that's the scariest moment.
Yeah.
That's the scariest thing. That's the most unsecure feeling.
Mm.
But yeah, I encourage y'all to go watch that for sure. But let's lighten this motherfucker up. Who's our op this week, Tev?
The op?
Oh, man, you've been ready for this one.
Who the fuck did I say the op was, bro?
I'm gonna give you one keyword. Strip club.
Oh. Oh, yeah. 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 Ursh, baby. That's the op, bro.
You niggas got Ush Bucks in your wallet. Ush Bucks, nigga.
Get out of here with them Ushies. Oh, fuck. That man, Usher, Raymond, whatever you want to call that nigga, is the op. Reason being, this nigga went to the strip club. And while he was in the strip club, well, when you go to the strip club, you take money. And what you do with that money is throw that shit in the air. Mm-hmm. Let it hit the flow. Girls, you know, do what they would do after. So, he took his money, literally.
His money, Ush Bucks.
He took his money, went to the club, threw them shits in the air. I guess one of the performers found him after, picked him up,
yeah.
And posed them shits like, this is what... Like,
she said, imagine you dancing, and you reach down. She said, imagine you dancing for 3 hours, and you reach down and grab this fucking bullshit up off the ground. This man got a mohawk turned sideways on the seal of the dollar, bro. Fuck. And the shit looked real. That's what made me mad. Like, if I'm in the dark in a room, I'm picking that motherfucker. What is this?
Pocketing it. Get home, be sick.
So,
damn.
And apparently, later on.
I was going to say. So, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, they came out. I guess, what was it? Publicist or agent?
Somebody.
No, it was somebody at the club.
Mm. Oh.
Trying to probably save their own ass.
Yep.
Just talking about, no, Usher came in with his own money. He was throwing regular bills, da 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 da.
They did it for promotion.
We had these for promotion.
Get out of here.
Bro, I'm like, why would y'all even play with somebody like that?
Yeah, it's a few things you don't mess around with people in this world.
It's fucking paper.
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 Paper's at the top of those few.
Hell yeah. And even the ones underneath paper on that list could probably be referred back to paper on the top of the list.
Facts.
It could probably be referred right back to the paper. That's a fact. And so, one way or another, it's going to be connected.
Yeah. So, Usher, fuck you for fucking with them girls' feelings, but
for real,
if you took care of business, you took care of business, man.
I mean, shit.
Damn.
Maybe that one girl just ended up, she was just late to the party and just ended up with all the Usher
all
bucks.
All the Ush bucks.
And that all she saw was that. So I'm like,
let me ask you this, bro. How much you think she got paid in Ush bucks?
Zero? Some bitches got zero value? She's got zero value. No currency. Fucking, nah. That shit is not carrying no weight around here, Usher.
That's tough. That's unfortunate.
Fuck, bro.
That's crazy. They got Ush Bucks in the strip club before the Harriets could get in there. Before the Tubbs, man.
Man, bro. What?
Usher is diligent with his shit, bro.
I don't know how you pulled that one off.
Yeah, me either, bro.
I'm mad that this nigga actually put money in to create old money. Or not usable money. And if that shit was made with real money paper, we are in a shortage, my nigga.
Yeah.
We do not have time to be dealing with your Usher bucks going in the trash.
Isn't that shit, fucking, what's the fucking word?
Counterfeit?
Counterfeit, yes.
Mm.
You can't make your own money.
Right, if she really thought it was a dollar and she picked it up, it felt like a dollar, it weighed like a dollar.
That nigga got
Usher shit bucks. Definitely could be some counterfeit.
Nigga, I'm finna come out with some T-Bucks.
Some T-Bucks.
Yeah, it's going to be a cryptocurrency.
Shit, niggas made Dogecoin off a fucking meme.
Literally.
So, shit.
A fucking...
We should create some shit. Let's look into it.
Yeah.
Here we come.
Y'all stay tuned.
Direct Discussions Bucks.
Hey, there you go, DD.
Yeah, DD. But...
Yeah, let's get... Let's boogie into this app, bro. Boy.
So I got something for us.
Go ahead.
For y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to talk intense flaws. Now, when I speak intense flaws, I'm talking about there are flaws that, you know, you can deal with in a person or certain things. And you can say, okay, I may not like this, but you know what?
Could deal with it.
I'm big enough to be able to, you know, grow.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
You can manage.
Yeah, exactly. There's that, what's the word I'm thinking of? Cooperation. There's another word, though. There's just like that, when two people just agree to,
come to an
understanding. Holy shit, where's that thesaurus when you need it?
In my brain. It's,
Exactly. Fuck it.
No. No.
Fuck.
I can't get it. God
damn. Come to a...
Y'all probably saying this motherfucker 1,000 times, right. Too.
They like, dumb motherfucker, it's the word, it's the word. Word. This word, motherfucker. Spit it out.
It starts with a C.
All right, fuck it. It does, exactly. I can't think of it, though. But anyway, there's some of those that we just gonna fucking deal with. Some of those you just gotta take on the chin, bro. Yeah, we just gotta take it on the chin.
Yeah, let's move on.
We gonna listen to it on our own and be like, this is the word. And it's gonna hurt us so much, too. But anyway... Flaws. There's intense flaws. There's this motherfucker Tev is looking everywhere for this word. He not letting it go.
I can't, bro.
He not even gonna be able to move on.
Bro, go ahead. Tell these things about flaws while I think about
them. Intense flaws. An intense flaw to me is something that just can't be overlooked. It's to anyone. Where it's just like, shit, whether it's you doing something so wrong that it's just like you can't even think of the, the real justification for it, or you don't think that the humanity was there, you know? There's just certain things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big flaws. Now, what I wanted to speak about were these intense flaws in people. And do we accept them?
Well, fuck that word. it really depends on shit, how much you can take, really. That's what it seems like everything leads back to, you know? But in the sense of flaws...
But no, there's no fucking option of accepting it at this point. It's something, whenever you see this person... You see that in front of their face.
Ooh. Okay.
Can you accept those? And I don't want to hear no, it depends. We're talking about like deep ass intense flaws. I was going to say,
hell no. Because
okay.
If that's what you see when you see that person and that's all you see,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing else for you to like be there for, you know?
Right.
Unless you want to actively remove that from that person because you want to keep that person. You know, if not.
But then that takes us to, like, can you change a person?
No. You can't.
Especially if they don't see the need to change or if they don't want to put that effort in. Right? But then that takes me to, I mean, does that then change the interactions that you have with those people?
Definitely.
Do we treat them differently?
Unconsciously.
Okay, with the left turn. Okay, yeah. I expect that one.
Mm-hmm. Unconsciously. You know, because
Before
you notice that flaw, because the flaw could have been there the whole time.
Exactly.
It's just whenever you notice it, mm-hmm. It becomes a part of what you feel and what you see.
Right.
You know, could have been there the whole time. But
it's true.
Where was I going with this?
But, you know, interacting with them. So you run into a motherfucker that has an intense flaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not fucking with this name no more, blah, 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 or this mm-hmm. person no more, this woman, whatever.
Yeah.
And we get to the point where it's like, okay, we're both in the same spot. We didn't know we were going to be here.
Compromise.
That's the word. Compromise. All right. So y'all go back. It's compromise.
Not this part.
It only took us about fucking...
forever.
God damn.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that's bad. Usually our vocabulary on point, though, so, hey.
That's what it is.
It took us, what, 6 episodes to fuck up?
We probably fuck up all the time.
That's true.
That's life.
But yeah, so you say unconsciously those interactions change.
Yeah, so where I was going, prior to you see these flaws, you know, it's the relationship that you guys build.
Exactly.
Once you notice that flaw, it can put like a halt on growing more into knowing that person getting to know you.
And that's really when you notice. So I feel like it happens like this. You notice the flaw. Okay, I'm going to let it slide. Then it's like, okay, now I recognize this flaw is an obstacle.
Yeah. And I don't like it.
Right. You know? It's not something I want to deal with.
Yeah.
If this keeps going, then bam. Right?
Toast. Peace. Yeah.
So, for like when it comes to a situation where, I mean, you get put in front of this person, you made that decision already that I don't want to deal with this, right? Mm-hmm. This person's not it. Like, there's walls up, right? Yeah. Say we're in a situation.
Nigga, the fucking whole cherry just went out. What the fuck?
You having a rough one. Hey, relax, bro. Relax. We good.
Look, we good.
Just tap it back on. We good.
Fuck that cherry.
But, like I was saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This nigga here, man.
Sorry, bro. It's not. Come on, bro. Look at this. Here. I was ashing it to pass it, bro.
Sorry, y'all. Doctor in the joint.
Yeah. This shit, motherfucker want to commit suicide and shit. Don't do that around here. Sorry.
But let's talk, like, as adults, right? When we're younger, it's easier to be like, I don't fuck with this nigga, I'm gonna stay away from him, blah, 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 I'm out.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, fuck that bullshit.
As adults, it's a little harder to do that, right? You don't always have control of your environment as much as you think.
Yeah.
Right? So,
as much as you would have liked to.
Say we end up in the same spot. I can't leave, they can't leave. But I also can't be, say it's a place, it's a space where I can't be confrontational. I can't be, I can't show that I have an attitude. Yeah. I can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's somewhere that I have to, like, now my reputation is on the line.
Yeah.
And my image can't be.
Shit, fuck a reputation. I don't give a damn about that shit. I feel like, in the sense, not to say fuck your point. Your point is a great point.
But what about
but fuck my
if
reputation.
That reputation has some money to do with it?
Oh, if there's money involved. That's
what
I'm
really talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so yeah. So, I don't even need to say nothing. Go ahead.
But that, yeah, that's what I meant. Like, money, like, if I'm in a business setting and there's somebody I don't fuck with.
Or if it's like, I know I will tear this motherfucker up.
I am going to suck that shit up. Mm-hmm. And I've actually been in situations like this where somebody did me wrong. We work in the same place.
Woo.
We got to see each other all day. But you know what? I leave that motherfucker. You ask anybody in that bitch? Mm-hmm. Did Bryce seem mad? Did Bryce, you know?
No, yeah, you definitely got to.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I ain't see nothing. What you mean? Because I have that self-control to be like, you're not finna fuck my money up. Because, first of all, you don't deserve the energy that I'm finna give you.
That's where I was going.
So there, go ahead, run with
it. Motherfuckers that get into situations with like that, you know, don't deserve your energy, don't deserve your time, especially don't deserve for them to be able to affect you or for you to affect yourself in a negative way, you know, just off of straight emotions. Going back to like your reputation thing,
I fall out again.
Is it?
Yes.
I told you that fucking weed is weird, bro. Fuck that shit.
Weed. Sorry, I had to be goofy for a minute.
Sorry, no, I'll be goofy, bro.
Fuck it, you might be
goofy.
Hold that bitch vertical.
Yeah, goofy, just like this fucking thing, bro. But say you're in like a setting with this person, and the setting is like you're around like fam. It's all your fam. Everybody knows you got beef with this person. They want to see how you react, you know. But I have been in situations where I cannot stand another person that's here with, like, my folks around. Mm. They don't, you know, I'm not trying to act no ass. Clue. I don't want to fuck nobody else's day up.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck nobody else's day up, you know.
And that usually happens with a female.
Almost every time. For a man, that situation, 9 times out of 10 is going to happen. And the person that, you know, you can't act the ass off of, that you want to act the ass because of, is a woman. Or significant other.
Yeah, or significant other.
Previous, prior, whatever the fucking situation. Yeah. But, yeah.
Don't let it be a situation with you and one of your cousins.
Right.
If you and your cousin, I don't have beef with my cousins. I'm doing that shit, but I know people that I do. Know, you pull up to the same family function, y'all got beef because of what happened 3 days ago. You know, y'all can't wait to see you.
Hey, and that's even more because it's like, who gonna stop us?
Yeah.
Nigga, I know you. You know me. Everybody around us know us. Nigga, it's what's up?
Yeah.
You know? So it's like,
or it's like, they gonna be like, what the fuck is y'all on? Why do y'all even have beef in the first place?
Right.
Because this is not what y'all supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
But, in closing for that segment, I mean, it's okay to treat them differently, but you gotta be in the right setting and don't let it compromise you, as always.
So, let that motherfucker know that I'm treating you differently now. You don't get the same treatment.
Let them know.
Let them know.
They should be the only ones that
exactly.
Have to know.
Everybody else around.
It's nobody else's business.
Exactly.
Like they always. Might
not know anything else.
In the good old words of Tev, motherfucker sailor. It ain't nobody else's business.
Nope.
It ain't your business.
Nope. So.
Yeah.
If you don't got nothing else to do with nobody, don't make it. Walk up to that person. Walk up to that person. Hey, what's good, fam?
Right.
What's good, yo? What up? Da da da. Yo, give them that look in their face. They gonna know by that look what you mean by the tone of your voice. Everybody else, all they see is you greeting this person as if nothing changed.
I'm real good at making a motherfucker invisible.
What?
You could be the nigga third nigga in the line of five. Your ass will get skipped up.
I want motherfuckers to know that I see them, bro.
Facts.
I don't have beef with many people, but I honestly don't have beef with nobody. I can't even.
Yeah, I don't have beef with a single soul. But
when I did, in my past life, see this person out in public, like all the homies are there, like, all the homies are there, bro. Like, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Some shit just happened.
Everybody that know me, know you, they here.
And they don't nobody got no shit going on. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's good, bro? What up, fam? Bring him in, like, regularize. If I see one of the homies, grab him, you know, shake his hand, pat him on the back. You know how we do our handshakes out here. Embrace one another, right?
A tap on the shoulder.
That nigga got a hole.
What up, bro?
Embraced him.
Yeah, what up, bro? Oh, yeah. See, you better than me, nigga. I'm petty.
The words are what people are hearing. You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, what's good, huh? I'm looking at this nigga, so tell me right now, bro, if it wasn't for these people being here, because I'm not trying to even go there today. And it ain't got nobody else. If they know what's going on between me and you, they won't fuck with you.
Right.
And I don't want to do that to you. No matter how
bad. Hit him with that. Hey, I'm the big dog, nigga.
I
saved your life today.
You welcome. I'm big dog. I'm telling you, bro. Nobody.
It's a bad man if you ain't know. Nigga. Mama, here goes that man.
I'm telling you, bro. Fucking this. Got to be an assassin, bro.
Yeah.
Have to be. Or else everybody is going to be in your business. If you don't allow people in your business, there's no way for them in. Keep that shit to yourself and to those who you trust to share with, you know.
Yeah.
But shit, man.
Straight out.
I don't even know how we're fucking got to that
point. Ooh, man. You have this segment here with the quote. You sent this to me this week.
Ooh.
This shit hit me in the soul.
We just jumping right over that motherfucker.
I want to hear it from your lips, though.
Okay. I got you, bro. So, often, I don't even know what the fuck to name this segment.
It speaks for itself.
I got a name. Let me see if I can be creative. We're going to call it Strongholds.
Strongholds.
Strongholds for this segment. Often trauma keeps us at the age we experienced it at. A lot of people are exactly the age their hurt came from.
Whew.
I saw this. I don't remember what I was reading, bro. I don't.
Ain't that a fucking fact?
Let me read
Can
this again.
Can we just sit
Let
in
me
that
read it
shit
again.
For a minute?
Often trauma keeps us at the age we experienced it at. A lot of people are exactly the age number their hurt came from.
I'm here. I was drowning for a minute, but I'm here.
Yeah.
I could breathe. But look, for me, what were we talking about last episode? Heartbreak, right?
Yeah.
Our first heartbreak?
Yeah.
I experienced that first heartbreak at 14 years old, we said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't felt my age with a woman until this year.
If I may.
Uh-huh. Interject.
same. Not as in feeling my age to this year, but in the sense of
just
it happened young. Yeah, it happened young. And nigga, like, felt the same. In a way, I'm going to hold myself accountable. Very accountable. There were, obviously, kid things that were practiced within that relationship, right? There was a space of being stagnant in the healing process,
right?
So there are still, like, kid things you're practicing that you were holding on to.
You're trying to go back and fix the mistakes that you think you made or you think were made in general back at that time, but you living in 10 years ahead.
Are you thinking about trying to go back, or not trying to, going back and fixing those mistakes? You could get stuck in that. You know, it's like, it's quicksand. If you get in and get out, you're good. If you go back to those things and then you start practicing those things again, you're in it.
Because then, at that point, more than fixing the mistake, you're not learning from it.
You're doing it all over again. It all over.
Because you're trying to replay it.
And you fucking... You missed the lesson. You wonder why. You're like, damn, why does this keep happening to me? Why am I still in this situation? And I done prayed. I done asked. I done talked to everybody and got advice from my brother, mom, sister, everybody.
Facts.
And I'm still, like, I know. Everybody says, they tell me things to lead me the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Especially the man upstairs. Like, come on, man, please. Like, can't seek the help, receive the help, but don't use the help. You know what I'm saying? Don't, like, you don't make it the way of life.
And then you don't hear make it the way of life. Say, damn, this shit took so long. Took long enough.
Whose fault?
Whose fault was that?
Yeah, it's Tevin's fault.
Bryce's fault. I wanted to go back and relive that shit.
It happened so accidentally.
Whether I consciously or unconsciously did.
Exactly. Because if you don't know no better, you're going to keep going back. And
why is it
just
happening?
Running
just
in,
like
it.
You said.
You're on a treadmill at that point.
Fucking rabbit wheel.
Yeah.
Hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel. Here you go. But even in the sense of away from, like, relationships, it's so easy for us to dive into that. Right? going into the sense of like shit that happened to you as a kid, like,
yeah,
that was detrimental to your mental health from your parents, you know, that they might not even know.
Another example we already used, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He trying to go back and be a kid.
Yep.
I'm going to get a pet in zoo. I'm going to get an amusement park. I'm going to get all these kids to come by and kick it with me.
I'm going to have all these kid friends.
Bro, you are 50 years old, my nigga. It doesn't work anymore. You can't go back. Because your headspace could be there. But nigga, your physicality, your body.
Your birth certificate, nigga.
All of that is still here and present. And we are looking at it like,
hello, anyone home?
You don't see this? Right? Like, you understand where we kind of feel?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and that's not to say it was his fault.
There at be, all. So here's
the trauma happened.
So this is what I'm going to say. Not to cut you off.
No, you got it. You got it.
So there are things that happen to everybody as kids, you know? It's it's a part of growing as a person, right? Once you get to an age of understanding yourself, because you can't put a number on that.
Right.
Once you get to that part of like life,
yeah,
I'll say
it happens different for everybody.
You are in control now of what you can change, what you can heal, what you can fix, what was domesticated like onto you,
right?
What and things that have just been passed on to you.
What you were programmed to do.
Exactly.
Trained.
And that you had no control over. But now it is all in your hands. Because you know you have the power to do so.
Right.
That's the point where it's like, okay, you are at a certain age. Because there is an age that you have to understand. If it comes before that, great for you.
Right.
It's like, man, you got this going on. It's been going on. You know that this is fucking up some shit you got going on.
Right.
Why aren't you dealing with it? Mm. Why haven't you dealt with this? So identify why you haven't dealt with it. Get rid of that problem. Then you can do so and move on. Let that go. Some shit that you could have from 5 years old, 6 years old that you might not even know.
Right.
Identify that shit. Let it go. Mm.
Facts. It's just self-reflection.
Yeah.
But in that situation of, like, you feel like your childhood was taken from you, right? You're still trying to be a child. How can you self-reflect as a man when you've never even let yourself mentally become a man? Or there's just a blockage of shit. I mean, I just want to be a kid. I never got to be a kid. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, okay, now I'm ready to be a man, but like, I ain't been practicing.
I'm going to be real. I'm sorry. It's not your fault that you do not have the childhood you think you deserved. But we are adults now. Adults make very, very conscious decisions.
Tough ones.
Tough ass decisions, you know? It's not to be an adult. And I'm a young adult. I'm barely an adult, you know what I'm saying? But these are things that we have to just say, okay, there's nothing we can do about that. Let's fix this.
Strong.
Let's fix this. Yeah, whatever you need to do to fix it, whatever it takes.
And whatever you got to lean on.
Yeah.
That is positive.
Yeah.
A positive resource, whether it be your support system, whether it be fucking shit, writing, own therapy, sitting by yourself by the beach, like whatever it is, like,
small sources of light or positivity amongst humans are taken for granted so much. And I do it. We all do it, you know, because we just live in the moment. Life is, I would say, good most of the time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. A good majority of the time.
Most days, I'm
like, you're
happy
here
with my
exactly.
life, even with
We're comfortable like, with even being, when I was in like high school, so, middle school, bro, I'd be like, I love my life. You know?
Yeah.
I still say knowing that I got issues. I still say that to this day. Like, I wouldn't take no one else's life.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to have problems, have issues, whatever scale they're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's another thing to know where my shortcomings are, what my weaknesses are, what I'm doing to take those on, you know? And knowing that even with all those weaknesses, I know everything I went through, and it's I'm still here. Ten toes.
Still here.
Right? So it's like, fuck everything that somebody else has.
Yeah.
I know what I've been through.
Yeah.
And where I'm at. And to look back from squares, you know, zero, from the starting point, and to look back at the point where I was the lowest, and then to look now, what, bro? And then even to think what I have to come.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The things I want to see, like, what my kid one day will look like. If they'll look just like me, if, like, you know, what they'll go through, what I'll be able to help them through, like, all the cool shit I'm gonna be able to experience through them, like, their graduation, their fucking game-winning shot, like, their fucking recruitment process, like, all of that shit, right? And then to even think, like, how my dad is now with me, I even look at him and, like, how he looked at me and, like, sees everything that I went through. Like, he watched it all, right? He's probably looking at me like, what? Nigga, what? I'm sitting here having a drink with the nigga. We having a whole conversation. Like, who would have thought?
You know?
All the shit that we've gone through, right? So, all that to say, just, like, fuck. There's so much more to look forward to. There's so much that I've gone through that, like, why would I want another life when I can make mine whatever I want it to be?
Exactly. I was sitting here thinking when you were sharing that.
I could see you thinking.
It might just be on the dial. All
right.
What was I thinking?
I don't know what you was thinking, but I saw you
it
thinking.
It was coming out. Ouch.
Everything to come, everything in the past. Ouch. I was talking about.
We have so many more sources of light within our lifetimes, within our days, really, than we do, like, things that dim our lights. Like, if it was a balance beam, one side would need to be lopsided.
Right.
No. Life is so much more, like, shit, blissful than we think on, like, natural approach. Because it's just natural approach, you know.
That's a fact.
Get up. Just go. Don't stop till you finish it at nighttime. Brain never turns off.
And it just could you can change that consciously.
Yeah.
If you wake up every day and you're like, fuck, 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 like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was there, trust me. I would wake up and first thing I say, scream was fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Right? Like, I'm not trying to be awake.
I've been there.
So, like, if you feel like that, it just take a conscious decision to be like, today I'm finna just be goofy. Right?
See, like, what happens.
Today I'm gonna be goofy.
Yeah, let me just be jolly.
Let me make a motherfucker smile. Let me say some dumb shit.
Let me try to make myself smile.
And just stop the room, right? Like, I'm
definitely the one to be in the middle of a store and say some, just some goofy shit to just get a laugh out of everybody, just to stall the room out, like, just to make everybody pause, like, damn, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Right? Like, sometimes you just take that, so.
It's human nature, bro.
Yeah, just consciously wake up and just, some days you just gotta wake up with that, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself one day out of fucking the year to just wake up and be like, I'm going to show up late today. Fuck them. What they going to do? I'm on time 364 days of the year. I'm reliable.
You know what they'll say? It's no problem.
You good.
You're just fine.
Right? Take that day.
Take days.
Or days. If you are allowed the days, then take the days. Months, whatever. Whatever you got to do. Yeah. All it takes is a change of state of mind.
Yeah.
Change of your mental.
I promise you that one day of
perspective.
That one day of the switch is going to turn into 2 days of the switch.
Mm-hmm.
3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just going to be like, okay, I kind of like this. This helps me. Exactly. I'm enjoying this place, you know? Speaking of this place, we think we're so big, bro.
we think we're
so big. Like, think about that, bro.
I think about, like, when I see people, like, or when I hear people or, like, talk to people, and they're like, or just people in general that just think, that overthink things and think, like, everybody's watching. Like, everybody's, not necessarily.
Yeah.
People can watch you and not give a fuck what you're doing.
Or really love what you're doing.
Exactly.
Even more.
Exactly. You know? Or somebody could look at you, see that you're doing the same thing that they want to do or would be doing if they weren't out in public. So, like, you know, damn, what? Maybe I'm not the only weird nigga.
They just inspire you. Promise you, if you feel like you're weird, you ain't the only weird one. Everybody's weird, bro. Everybody's weird.
That's a fact.
Because there's so much of our lives that is not exposed to other people.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
Outside visual.
Yeah, that's just what it is. Exactly. That's just how it is, bro. Man.
So let's fuck it. That'll be my tip. We'll roll right into life tip, advice, whatever this episode.
Mm-hmm.
My tip would be fuck the image, fuck the facade. Let's be happy. Period.
I'm gonna try not to think about this too much. I'm gonna leave you guys with it for this week.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah. Sure. Don't overthink it like fucking me. Don't overthink it, bro. Just enjoy the moments, man.
Because by overthinking shit, you can just gonna end up more exhausted.
Yeah. I'm gonna give them something else, though. You're in control. For real. You're in the driver's seat.
Always.
Everything else is in the trunk. Car is empty. It's just you.
Mm-hmm.
You really
you gas that motherfucker up.
Yeah,
drive it. You.
What am I trying to say? In simpler form, you control where the fuck the car goes and what it does. How fast it goes, how slow it goes, if it needs to fucking park for a minute and take a moment, if you need to go fuel up, if you need to go pull up on somebody,
just in charge of the GPS system.
And whatever else happens, you are in charge of what comes inside of that car, what exits that car, how clean that car is,
who you stop for.
Yeah. Who you pick up. Yeah, who you stop for.
Who you drive past.
Yeah. Yeah.
The motherfuckers you turn around and go back for.
Slam on the brakes. Oh, man. Put that bitch in reverse.
Don't let us keep going with these metaphors.
But y'all know what we saying, man. And appreciate y'all.
Always, man. Love y'all for continuing to listen. This shit just therapy for us.
Hey, you see it.
I feel so much lighter already.
All right, we should start doing this now. I like this. We're just at the end of the episode.
So for the day now. So let's do for the week at the beginning, and then after the episode.
To do for right day. Now. For right now.
Yeah. Right now. I think I started off, so it's you. Or no, you started off. So yeah. I go. My mental state right now.
Just think about where you were like hour and a half, 2 hours ago, or
I'm at a 9, bro.
Stole my number.
Stole my number.
Stole my number. Yeah, bro.
I'm at a 9. I'm at a 9.
Cloud 9, bro. There it is. Cloud 9 right now, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah, we good.
Yeah. That's it.
And I hope y'all are too.
Yeah, hopefully this helped y'all as much as it helped us, if not more.
Right. Shit, continue to share.
Please.
Show the love. Yeah. Like, listen, subscribe.
Please don't be a fake ass. I was thinking about that.
Hey, if you're on any of those apps too, I want y'all to go. It takes no time. Well, it takes the same time that it takes you to get to the podcast that it takes you to scroll to the bottom and hit 5 stars.
Yeah, leave a review if we help you.
Even, say that's something if you want to.
Leave a review if we help you.
Yeah.
At Durag Discussion.
At
Durag Discussion.
You sound like Buckshot.
Hey, bye-bye.
But, hey, that's the episode. Yeah, appreciate y'all for listening.
For real.
We out.
Yeah.
This is the Durag Discussion.